Hello?
Someone at your goddamn stupid gate!
Hi, I work for Louis Carbonelli. He asked me to deliver some documents to Monty Brandt.
Oh, you mean Monty Brandt, the lying, cheating asshole, Monty Brandt? Get the hell away from me.
Hi.
Fuck off.
Hey, Celeste! I got your keys.
Eat shit.
Oh, wow.
And I want my goddamn leather pants back!
Sorry to bother you, but I was told to get your signature on these papers and return them to Carbonelli.
Come on in.
I couldn't believe I was standing in Monty Brandt's house. I mean, the place was like a palace, but all I could think was, man, I can see his pubes.
What the hell happened to my tits? Oh my God, look at them, they've totally lost their shape. Breastfeeding thing's a sham. I gained 20 pounds and I lost my tits. You know what? I wish Glennie and I could diet together, but he never would. He loves his food too much.
He's not that heavy.
Oh, please. It's the loose clothes I buy him. Most people eat until they're full. Lenny eats until his arms get tired.
Anyway, it's not like I banged a chick.
I mean, when you start. I bumped into her the other day and she gave me her number, you know, catch up.
Right.
And I didn't want to tell Celeste because then you got to get into the whole thing. How I used to date this chick, I haven't seen her over a year, and then, you know, come the questions.
Questions?
Yeah. Are you still attracted to her?
Yeah. What are you going to be friends with her for?
Yeah. Don't I give you everything you want, blah, blah, blah.
Hey!
Don't touch the art, all right? Anyway, women are such a pain in the ass, you know? Anyway, she finds the number in my pocket.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I probably should have labeled with her, but I told her it was my masseuse.
Sometimes it's easier to bullshit than explain.
Exactly! Sometimes it's easier to bullshit than explain. I like that.
That's good. So what happened?
What?
You know, it's Celeste.
Oh, she called to get a massage.
Ouch.
Hello?
Hey, look, Jules, I'm gonna be a little late for dinner.
Where are you?
Monty Brandt's house.
Monty Brandt? Really?
I'll be leaving in a couple of minutes.
Well, guess what happened today?
I can't hear you. I'll see you in a little bit. I gotta go.
You read those contracts you brought over?
No.
For the sequel to Hamlet?
And making the sequel to Hamlet?
Yeah. Can you believe it? Doesn't, like, everyone die in that movie? And you have any idea what they're paying me? $8 million. I would have done it for $5 million.
I would have done it for $2 million. Alright.
You play the market?
The devil.
Everyone I know is down, like, 2%. I'm down 9%. I think my guy's an idiot. Either that or he's ripping me off.
Maybe you need a new guy.
Exactly. What do you know about shopping centers?
I need a lot of parking.
Listen, I got this this stock offering booklet of some kind.
A prospectus.
Right. Why don't you take it home, look it over.